Coming off a big old Easter weekend.
It's the weekend update.
Hope you had a great one. Weather, by and large, eventually cooperated yesterday after kind of a soaking on Saturday. Hope you enjoyed our Hank FM Easter weekend musically with country songs about bunnies, playing two of those every single hour. The same two every single hour, okay. Right there. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's good.
But did a lot Howie of, program it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Easter egg hunts around the area. That or people were just losing their contacts. I couldn't tell. And we'd go by a field and there was a bunch of people scurrying around.
Sorry.
Maybe running away
you
from
okay
ice.
Over
not
there?
Sure. Yeah. Not sure. Sports-wise, it was not a great one for our Rangers, who had their home opener over the weekend against the Cincinnati Reds, and they lost all three games.
Dang it.
But last night, our little Dallas Mavericks, who have zero to play for. In fact, they're just about done with the season that probably for the Mavericks ended a good 3-4 months ago. But our little Cooper Flagg set some history. He's like the first NBA player in like 40, 50 years to go back-to-back games with 40-plus points. The first one over the weekend was 50-plus points, and he almost achieved that against LeBron and the Lakers last night. They did win the game for no reason whatsoever.
Maybe he wants to go to the Super Bowl.
Elle was even like, as I turned it on, she was like, why are they even playing it? I'm like, well, they sold tickets. You've got to play the game.
It's for fun. It's about the game and sportsmanship and making new friends that'll last a lifetime.
Did you show up and give everybody snacks at intermission at halftime?
I'll cut open the oranges halfway. Okay, don't eat too much. You don't want to get worn down.
Our Hank FM alumni, Shelby Stone, lit it up out there at Billy Bob's Texas. Congrats to her on Friday night. That was very cool. Her first time ever headlining Billy Bob's. She took over that stage. She did great. I did not make the Gregorian chant concert.
Dang it.
Over the weekend.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I looked at it and I just, I didn't know the words. That's unfortunate there. But what'd you do this weekend?
Well, there was a trip to Grandma that was in there somewhere. We finished Company Retreat on Prime, which if you haven't checked out, it's definitely worth it, especially if you like The Office. We went to church. We also got free photos after church. I don't know if your church does this. And
ours were horrible.
One of our friends was not pleased about taking said picture. And so that was that. Also, the Easter Bunny, I did not know this. He's got a whole aesthetic going on. He brought thing one, a new shoes and a new dress for Easter. And apparently, those shoes had gone viral. I didn't even know.
How about that?
I know. Amazing. He also brought a Batman. Makes 24 different sounds.
Oh, that's going to be fun for your household.
24 different sounds from Batman. So that all that Easter love is just going to last 24 different ways.
That's fantastic.
What about you?
We chose to go to the 4:30 a.m. service.
Oh, that's
good. Of the 27 options that were available at our church. But likewise, we also took afterwards because they put the backdrop up and everything like that, and you go, and you're dressed reasonably nice. I mean, it's Easter, for crying out loud.
Yeah, take a moment.
And Elle and I were looking at the pictures last night, and she immediately said, oh, those are awful. Yeah. I think they were using the same camera that Artemis 2 is using to take pictures of our moon. None of them turned out very well. No, they're not good.
KB
Let's go back to 1972.